This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I know Guru today. He is en route to pick up his daughter at college. So there you go.
And celebrate his 36th birthday.
Yeah, he told me yesterday to make sure I had his back and not let anybody make fun of the fact that he wasn't here. And so I'm not going to do that. Speaking of not around.
What are you talking about?
I said, speaking of not around, the Warriors are no longer around the playoffs.
We're not here to do a eulogy, Steiny. Come on, man. How are you doing? It's Friday.
I'm doing well,
man.
Chin
up.
I'm doing well. Feeling pretty good. I feel healthy. I feel younger than my age. And, you know, we got to figure out what our Warriors are going to do.
Sounds like you're kind of like Curry, feeling younger than 37.
By the way, he is 37. I don't know if you know that.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. What's the direction of this team, ladies and gentlemen? What's the direction of this team? Let me ask you this, Warrior fans. If I told you or asked you, what do they need? What do the Warriors need? First and foremost, what would you say? What do they need position-wise?
Position-wise?
Player-wise. You know, not a specific name to start. But what do they need to become a better basketball team?
I think they need... Well, the positions, I think, fall under the umbrella of what I believe they actually need, which is they need a big man, they need a wing, they need someone who can create. Like, that's what they need. They need a creator. We saw, after Curry went down, the lack of creativity from just about any player on their roster. No one could get a shot for themselves. Jimmy Butler, whether he was less than 100% or not, could not create a shot for other players. They do not have people that against a good defense like Minnesota, or even in the prior series against a really good defense like Houston, they struggled to create on the offensive end. So that's how I would start, Sonny. I would say they need someone who can create.
All right. That's one of the things I think they need. You think they need a creator more than a guy with size? A rim protector, as it were.
I mean, to me, it's one of the same, but they need a lot. They need multiple things, is what they need. But do they need a big man or a rim protector? Yeah, sure. I mean, they also need to get younger. They also need more athletic players. I think they also need a contingency plan for if and when some of their older guys are unavailable. For whatever reason. I mean, the reason why we're talking today instead of in a couple of weeks about the Warriors, or maybe even in a month about the Warriors wrapping up this season, is because they broke down. So I think you also have to account for that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Sham Sharani, here's how we're starting today. Because this to me, I find interesting. I think a lot of people will say, well, no kidding. But Sham Sharani was asked about what he's hearing the Warriors are going to try to do this summer. So take a listen. This is where we're going to launch today.
The Golden State Warriors have up to four future first-round picks they can trade. They have tradable contracts, pick swaps as well. Sources told me in the last few hours the Warriors will be incredibly aggressive in the marketplace to go find help, to continue to retool around their big three of Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. I'm told their priority is finding a playmaking wing defender or a center to add to this group. And a lot of it will come down to someone that Steve Kerr and the big three feel like will help this team and fits their culture and their identity. But one key player to keep an eye on this roster right now is forward Jonathan Kuminga. I'm told he's going to have a strong sign and trade market coming up. He's an exciting young wing player. Both sides are expected to have conversations commencing over the next several weeks ahead of free agency to see, is there a potential sign and trade landing spot that gives him a lucrative deal while also potentially bringing the Warriors some additional help for their roster, so both sides end up as winners in this.
All right, so that's Sham Sharania, and he says the Warriors apparently are going to go big game hunting again because they're going to be incredibly aggressive. Now, I don't know how they get a big game hunt under their belt, but that's what they're looking for, according to Shams. But the interesting one, and they're looking for a playmaking wing. A playmaking wing. What is that? Who would be the definition of a playmaking wing? If you could have any playmaking wing, are we talking about like a Mikal Bridges type of player?
Yeah, the first thing, just because of the game last night, I'm thinking of is like Jalen Williams or Aaron Gordon. Maybe more Jalen Williams, although he didn't play well. But I don't know is that player out there? The thing is, I found an interesting signing that Shams kind of led off with. It seems like the Warriors are setting a tone that Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, everything is going to have to fit with them. And Shams' report about a player that those three guys can play with, can work with, can fit with, it doesn't sound like another star is on the horizon. Like, this is their team. They believe that they're a very good squad. And a playmaking wing is, I guess I just wonder how you're going to get that guy.
Well, I do too. And it feels like one way they're going to entertain trying to find a playmaking wing is to use Jonathan Kuminga as a possible piece. And that's where, to me, it gets tricky. Because I get it. You need a... You're saying a playmaking wing. And I wouldn't consider him a playmaker for others, but he can make a play for himself. And I just can't believe, and I'd love to know how Warrior fans feel about this. Because this is what I'm fixated on. Okay, you're gonna still ride with Butler, Curry, and Draymond Green. That's fine, and that looks like the direction they're going to go in again. But are they really going to lose a 22-year-old player? And listen, we have varying opinions of Kuminga. Some people think he's going to be a star. I think he's got a chance to be a nice player, good player. So how do you rationalize getting older? You know, I'm seeing Brook Lopez and thinking to myself, you said Brook Lopez this morning, and I said, well, you're kidding, right? But I don't think you were.
I don't think that he's the answer, but it sounds like that's someone they would absolutely entertain. Or that, I don't know if it's Brook Lopez, but that kind of player. Like an older, a ready-made, one-year flyer kind of guy, and they're just going to try and cobble together. The issue that I have, Stein, is it clearly feels like the player that they're looking for is the player that, A, they've traded away in the past. I mean, they traded away a 22-year-old before.
Right.
They traded away Jordan Poole. Whether
right.
you think he was great or not, they still did it. So you've either traded that player away or you've failed to develop that player. Like, we're talking about a creator, a big man, playmaking wing. All of those things they've either gotten rid of or failed to develop internally. James Wiseman's the big man. You missed. The playmaking wing. Right now, Kuminga's not that guy. So, as for right now, you've missed on that. And then the creator, I mean, Poole wasn't a perfect player, but he could create offense.
No doubt.
And you traded that player away. So that's why the Warriors are stuck in this situation where they've had to build everything now around these three elder statesmen. It's because they've either failed to develop the guy or traded away the person that they're now asking for.
Yeah, and the Warriors, obviously, Jonathan Kuminga is a restricted free agent. That means he can receive an offer from other teams, contract offer, and if the Golden State Warriors want to, they can match and bring him back, or they could theoretically sign Kuminga to a contract and then trade him in a sign-and-trade. But the one thing about Kuminga, and I got to wonder about the Warriors front office, wouldn't it make more sense to try to keep Kuminga and maybe lose somebody else, i.e. Draymond Green? Would you entertain something like that?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
And I know we have a minute left here. Wow. So, well, I'll tell you what I would do with Draymond on the other side.
Okay.
How about that?
But
I do think that the conversation between him and Kuminga, or the decision between those two players, that is going to determine a lot of the offseason. I think it's a real possibility that Kuminga is on this team next year. But that means you are going to have to figure out what else to do with Draymond, perhaps with Jimmy. And I think one thing we can kill real quick, Steiny, is this idea that they're going to be big fish hunting or big game hunting. That was last offseason. They got that done, to their credit, when they acquired Jimmy Butler. I don't think another big fish is on the horizon this upcoming summer.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. 888-957-9570 is the number. What direction do you all think the Warriors are going in? And if it looks like they're coming, they're sticking to their big three, come hell or high water, you like that philosophy? The other thing is Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy will be talking today at Chase, hopefully around 11:30. The players talked yesterday, and Kerr and Dunleavy will talk today, and obviously we'll bring that to you live on 95.7 The Game. But what's the Warriors' direction? Can somebody tell me what they think it is? I'll tell you what I think it is, and then what the future holds for this team. Talking about the Golden State Warriors putting the final bow on their season. And the more I thought about this season, the more I think that they got back into the action after a year outside of the playoffs. And the question now becomes, can they get better? Can they get better if they keep their veteran core? Is it possible? And if so, how's it going to happen? What is the direction of this Golden State Warriors team? All right. You were going to address something, but of course, I forgot during the break what it was, but hopefully you can remember.
Well, that's generally where I fit in this show.
Okay.
I remember the things that you guys throw out and will then eventually come back around to. What the Warriors need, Pasta, if we could please put the rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. They need to figure out how to get better while asking their older three players to take steps back, to be less relied upon than they were this year. Because we saw, without one, maybe two, but without Steph Curry, even at times without Jimmy, I mean, they lost to the Philadelphia 76ers without Jimmy during the regular season. They have to figure out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Out how they can be better when those players are either not at their best, perhaps, God forbid, unavailable. And that means those guys, they can't have as large of roles next season as they did this year. And that might sound crazy to a lot of people because we can't imagine life without Curry and Butler coming here. They were really good with both of them on the floor. But I'm sorry, to rely upon this elder trio, to me, is just asking for trouble. It's asking for a situation like this season where you run them into the ground to get you to a place where you can compete in the playoffs, and then eventually they hit a wall. They need other players to help them as much as they've helped this franchise over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and I thought Draymond Green yesterday essentially talked about that specifically. And it was... The Warriors had to do so much work to finish strong and to get seven. They didn't have a lot left. And he essentially talked about having a better overall regular season and ideally one where you can manage the veteran players. But that, and that's the part where Kuminga is needed, I think. Because if you're going to go into next year, and you know you can't ride Curry and Butler together all year consistently, well, guess what? The roster as constructed now still won't have any scoring when one of those guys are out. And so can you really afford to lose the one player on your team who can score outside of Butler and Curry? They need scoring right now on their roster, and they're going to need more of it. But if they lose Kuminga, they lose a scorer. They'll have to get a scorer back and still address being a little more productive offensively.
Yeah, like I don't think that JK is this playmaking 3-and-D wing that Shams Charani is saying the Warriors are trying to find. However, he has the potential to be maybe one or two of those things down the line. And if you're trading him, that's to me why there is absolutely a path to him still being on this roster next year. It's almost like you're trading him to try and find what he was drafted to be.
Right.
And I understand that he is not a perfect player by any stretch. But to give up on the one thing that you're kind of looking for, I feel like that's bad news waiting to happen. And it's not to say that Steph and Jimmy and Draymond still can't be great. I mean, we saw them, when they can summon it, they can win you a playoff game. Hell, you can make a case they helped win the playoff series, or they won you the playoff series against Houston. You had other contributors, sure, but those guys were the big dogs. But you have to be able to preserve them to give them that opportunity. And someone like Kuminga is a player that I think can help do that. And that's why the DMPs, the mismanagement, so to speak, of him throughout the season is perplexing. It's because, again, you can see his flaws, but you also can't dismiss that this was a player that, when given the opportunity, could score you 20-plus points per game in a playoff series, in a conference semifinals, at 22 years old. And I know that someone like Pajemski came up short in big games. He's also someone that could help you win a playoff game at times. I mean, Moses Moody finished really strong in the final game of that series against Minnesota. Those three players are ones to ask to take a step forward. And it might be too much for them, but I'm sorry. It's really difficult for me to look at those three players and say, I'm going to give up on one or potentially multiple of them, when the guys that you really need in those moments are being just asked to do too damn much.
No doubt. And Tall Asian Mike on the YouTube chat. And this is, I think, gets to the heart of one of the issues that is, you could make a case constraining the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga, he says, has the potential to be a playmaking wing. All right, I'm not going to argue with that. He has the potential to be. The problem is that his timetable doesn't align with Curry's timetable. And that, I think, is so much of what this is. It's a unrealistic expectation that Jonathan Kuminga should have been the second or third best player by now with Steph on the team. But the reality is, with Steph on the team and with Wiggins before Butler and now Butler and Draymond, how can he be that player right now on this team? If I agree, I think there's a chance Kuminga comes back, but he can't come back if he doesn't start. He's got to start. He just has to. Otherwise, we're going to run into the same issues that we've run into. And to my way of thinking, now is what time better than now to start retooling Draymond Green's role?
Well, that's why I think if Kuminga is back next year, and it's a big if, I mean, I think it's also fair to ask if he even wants to come back. But right. If they decide that that's the path they want to move forward with, I do think they have to have a conversation about Draymond Green moving to the bench. And it's as much to preserve him. Again, he can still close. He can still be a great defender. He can still give you everything that Draymond gives you. But you have to allow more of a runway for these younger players. And I think that Kuminga is someone that, quite clearly, he just needs minutes to play well. He needs more of a runway to give you what you don't have, which is scoring. And I think it could be a mutually beneficial decision for Draymond Green to move to the bench and either use Kuminga to acquire a player that can come in and start, or just have Kuminga be the player that starts for the Warriors next year.
Yeah, I'm with you. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get into some of this sound from yesterday involving the Warrior players. And once again, Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy are going to speak today, probably in about an hour. When they come to the podium, we will join live. But first, let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore. What's going on, Caleb? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Back at you.
Payday?
No.
I wish.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
Yeah, you definitely hate to see it. Look, I'm not going to do no trolling on you, Steiny. I'm going to let you live for a day. let's just talk about this Warriors roster real quick. And you guys talked about some was a playmaking wings and a big?
Yeah.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The first two.
So, yeah, look, I'm looking at this free agency pool right now, right? And the Warriors, their cap. The Warriors are paying a lot of money to Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy. And obviously the big thing is Jonathan Kuminga's potential contract or whatever happens with that. But I'm looking at these shooting guards. I'm looking at Tim Hardaway Jr. I think he's going to be too expensive. Caris LeVert. Being too expensive. Malik Beasley is definitely going to be too expensive. Nikhil Alexander Walker is going to be too expensive. The one interesting guy, but again, I think he's going to be too expensive, is Gary Trent Jr.
All right.
And then I go to the centers, and I'm looking at Brook Lopez. Look, I like Brook Lopez. He's been a very good player. He's a champion, of course.
Stunny doesn't like him, Caleb.
God.
I know, of course Stunny doesn't like him because of his age, which I think Stunny, I'm surprised you don't like him, Stunny, because he's getting closer to your age.
I know.
Oh, boy.
But Brook Lopez is a solid player, but you're right. I mean, 4 35-year-old starting? I don't know about that. And then Miles Turner again.
Yeah.
He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Too much money.
Right.
I just think the Warriors are in a tough spot, man. Like, the only way they can free up money is if you're potentially moving on from Dre or Buddy Hield or Moses Moody, who just paid. You know, the Warriors are in a tough spot, man. I mean, Mo Wagner is interesting. You know, he did shoot over 35% from three, but he's coming off the ACL, I believe, so... I don't know, man. The Warriors offseason is going to be very, very interesting, man.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend.
Well, I think it's – look, and we'll have the entire summer to discuss specific players. But now it's – you know, again, like, I'm curious when Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy Jr. step to the podium, and hopefully we're going to have that live for you coming up in a little bit. What direction do we think that they're going to be vocalizing? because I think they have their big three. Like, everything is going to be built around this offseason, those three players. Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. How do they complement them? And if Kuminga is a path to do that, you absolutely have to explore it. In fact, they stated as much to Anthony Slater and Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. That's on the table. But is that the best path? I mean, the Warriors are in a position now where they don't have a ton of flexibility.
Right.
Last season they did, and that was the objective, is to get cheaper, is to create more of the optionality, quote unquote, that they love to use, or the two fingers that Buddy Hield talks about. But now you don't have as much of that because you made your bed with Jimmy Butler. I don't think they're going to get off him this summer. And I don't think that another star is coming into this team. So they have to figure out, all right, we made the semifinals. We got hurt. We feel like we could have gone further. How do we make sure that that does not happen? Like, if right. you believe that Steph Curry and his injuries, the only reason the Warriors are not in the Western Conference Finals or potentially competing for the NBA championship, then you have to figure out how you're going to preserve him, how you're going to preserve Butler and Green as well.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest decision that they have to face this summer.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing that I will come to this conclusion if Jonathan Kuminga is not on the Warriors next year, and it's this. The one thing that Steve Kerr has said, and I get it, you always back your players, but everybody has talked about, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, I'm really proud of the way he's handled it. Not an easy situation. Curry said it yesterday. Steve Kerr said various times in the last 6 weeks that he was impressed by the way Jonathan is handling this adversity. I'll tell you right now, if Jonathan Kuminga is not on the team next year, it's because all those things were lies or were fiction. Because if this kid doesn't have an attitude problem and he actually is a hard worker and all those things you said about him are true, you'd never give him up. If they give up Jonathan Kuminga, to me it tells me there was something more going on than we all knew about. Because it's okay to be a little bit of a flawed player if that's what they think he is, or he's too one-dimensional now. But he can get better at those over the next 3 or 4 years. But if he has if there's something they don't like about him, or you think he's got a bad attitude, whatever it is, they don't think he works hard enough, then that's the only reason I would get rid of him.
And maybe that was the only reason he wasn't playing. I mean, I realize that he runs into somewhat of a positional blockade, but I have to imagine if he's still busting his ass in practice, if he goes to the lab this summer like everybody wants him to, he comes back into training camp in great shape. It's his fifth season. He also has a new contract, which will give him some sort of security. Then I don't see how you can't trust him. If the Warriors decide, I'll take it, it's just as simple as this. If the Warriors decide to invest in him, I don't know what the number is, and I don't really care, frankly.
Right.
If you give him a multi-year deal, that means that you believe in him. And I did not get the sense that Steve Kerr specifically believes in Kuminga the way that he handled him at the end of last season. That can change. I also think that Kerr is someone that is smart enough to look at this roster and say, like, I have to trust this guy. Last year, he didn't have to trust him. Once they got Jimmy Butler, they figured out very quickly they did not have to trust him. But that was also over a 30-game sample. For Kuminga at the end, that was only a 15-game runway. You now got 6 months to figure out how to manage your elder players, and he almost might have to rely upon him or whoever they bring in to replace him, because what else are you going to do? I think Kerr's smart enough to know that he cannot approach this regular season the way he did last year and hope that this team can just all of a sudden turn it on in the playoffs. They're going to have nothing left.
Right, and to me, that's what this year proved. Curry played all year, got banged up at the end, and these high leverage games late didn't help anybody. Let's go to Devin in the Uber. Hey, Devin, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
couple things. One, I'm sitting here, man, and like I said, I'm on this, like, playmaking wing. That's what Jimmy Butler is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
supposed to be, yeah.
You know, Draymond plays on the perimeter. He's a playmaker. Like, so we already got two facilitators that aren't necessarily threats around the arc. Why are we, like, if we're going to trade Kuminga, who's like a scorer, why would we then get another playmaker who can't shoot? Like, if Steph is out or, you know, and then, like, I cannot imagine what kind of offense this is, but maybe there's a method to the madness. I don't see why we're not trying to bring in experienced 3-and-D guys. That's one. And two, I'm going to keep preaching this. Hopefully it just manifests it. I think if it's Kuminga and Dre got to go, you know? One thing I can say, Dre has a legacy here. I think that if he wanted to come and retire here, of course, right? He helped bring rings. But if we remove emotion, right?
Right.
And we just think, use logic, the money on the books, that's one. His age is two. And one of the things that we're happy about for him is the defense. But if you can't do that at the level anymore, well, now you're a liability on both ends, brother. And are we just, like, this is a participation slot on the team then. So if we care about getting better or at least striving to, I think if you remove Dre from the equation, keep Kuminga, we might be able to do something. Now, who knows? We might need a few more moves. But I just think Dre's got to go. One thing I will say is, man, your attitude and emotions, and I understand it because I'm kind of one of those guys too, but if you're killing us with technicals and this and we're happy because you didn't get suspended in a series or we're happy because you didn't damage the success of the season, like, that's an issue too. So I just think it's time to move on to another chapter and just bring Steph some adequate help. That's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate it, Devin. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Doesn't Kuminga's play in this series against Minnesota prove he was ready and he handled it well? I think you could look at it like that. I do think there's another possible way to look at it, and that is, and I kind of don't want to put this out, even though I just did, about if he doesn't work hard, if he doesn't have a great attitude, then the Warriors went to him because they absolutely had to, even though they didn't want to. But at least when they went to him, they said, fine, Jonathan, just go do your thing and score because that's what we need, and we'll see if we can somehow upset Minnesota. And he thought, you know what, now the leash is off me, so I'm going to play, you know, I'll do what I do for four games. But, no, your point is correct. And that's why if the Golden State Warriors, to me, if they don't have Kuminga on the roster next year, that tells me that there was more, or that the organization felt like there's more going on with Kuminga than just his ability on the floor and the way he plays. Because you can't, and listen, I'm not nearly as high on Kuminga as a lot of other people, but if he's got a good attitude, you can't get rid of him. Like, you can't. He's going to get better. But if he's not here next year, again, that just tells me that there was stuff going on that the team didn't like, and they just didn't want to invest in this guy.
I actually do think it's just because of basketball, and that's kind of the perplexing part. Is that you, like, he offers you something that your team does not have, and clearly Kerr felt like they didn't need that to win at the highest level. I actually do think that's the whole reason why he played. You mentioned it's because they had nowhere else left to go. That's exactly why he played.
Right.
That's exactly why he was in against Minnesota, is because without Curry, you cannot score. They've proven that. And so you need someone that could put the ball in the hole, and that's him. I mean, their offense completely shifted when Curry was out to playing a bit more isolation. Like, in the last game against Minnesota, go take a look at how many assists the Minnesota Timberwolves had and the amount of assists the Warriors had. It was almost double. That's not Warriors basketball. It generally, what the mark is, 30 assists per game, Warriors don't lose. Okay, they have like 15. That means that they're taking the ball in their hands and playing a lot of one-on-one, and that's the game that JK generally succeeds in more than when the ball is moving. And, like, to me, Steiny, it's not as black and white as either Kuminga has to stay and Draymond has to go, or Draymond stays and Kuminga. I think they can coexist, but it does mean that one of them is going to have to take a back seat. At this point in his career, especially with what he showed in the postseason, to me, I thought at times Draymond Green, he looked old, he looked slower, he looked like he was worn down by having to defend the like of Şengün, Adams, Julius Randle, Gobert. All of these bigs, who, by the way, are not going anywhere in the Western Conference.
Right.
Didn't even have to deal with the bigs in Denver, some of the bigs in OKC. Draymond Green's role has to diminish. And it's not because he isn't still an effective defender, a good basketball player. But it's because I just don't believe that he can do it for 35 minutes a night anymore and be the player he once was. It's best for him, in my opinion, if next season he seriously considers coming off the bench.
And I'll take it a step further. For the success of next year, all three of the big boys' roles needs to be diminished some, at least in the regular season.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.